Boker Tov, good morning. We left off in the middle of Yud Gimel Amud Bet. Today's daf is Daf Yud Dalid. Today's daf will be for the Refuah Shalom of all the Cholim, Refuah Shalom of Mitzar, Adavin, Merachel, Yifah, Bad, Rav, Kavad, Yachav, Rav, Kavad, Esther, Shalom of Mitzar, Yifah, Min, Ayam, Hashem, Elchanan, Yifah, Bad, Miriam, Yidom, Yafah, Chaya, Asar, Bad, Simcha, Rechav, Elchanan, Davin, Mitzar, Simcha, Bad, Malkam, Miriam, Bad, Chavad, Eliza, Bad, Miriam, Hanan, Leon, Bad, Naomi, Rachel, Esther, Bad, Tamar, Esther, Bad, Chana. Lahavdil lo nishmat liol dina bat Ephraim and Shiva bat Aharon, Aharon ben Yitzchak and Binyamin ben Yitzchak. Okay, we're smack in the middle of Yud Gimel Amud Bet. The first word on the line is Kol HaDorot. We're in the middle of the line. We left off on a good note. So the Gemara now says, V'im higis da'ato, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. If a person gets overly ga'ava, overly full of himself, Hashem will pull him down. Sheneimar, V'im asurim bazikim. And then it says in another pasuk, V'ed ma'amar Mordechai Esther osa. So it says, the words of Mordechai Esther is doing. Amar b'Yirmiya, Shaitam mar'e dam nida l'chachamim. She would show her dam nida to the chachamim. To know if it's, what's the status. Kasher hayita be'omna ito. So it says she was with her faith, her emunah, her truth with him. Amar abba bar'lema, Shaita omedet mecheko shel achashverosh v'tovelet v'yoshevet mecheko shel Mordechai. She would be in the lap of Achashverosh, then she would go to the mikveh, and she would go and sit in the lap of Mordechai. Bayamim ahem, Mordechai Yoshev v'shar ha-melech, he was sitting in the gate of the king. Katsaf Bigdan v'teresh. They got angry, Bigdan and Teresh. Amar b'chia baraba, Amar b'yochanan, hikzif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon al avadav. Hashem got angry and made made the servants of a person, I guess, go against the master in a sense. La'asod retzon tzaddik, to do the will of a righteous person. Umanu, and who is it talking about? Yosef, it's talking about Yosef. Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'sham itanu nar ivri. Over there was a Jewish boy in jail, right? Over there, what is it talking about? When the cupbearer and the baker, they got out of jail, the baker got killed, the cupbearer went up in status, and then Paro said, I have dreams, I can't answer the dreams. So the cupbearer came and said, V'sham itanu nar ivri, there was a Jewish boy over there, you can interpret it. And so, Avadim al adnehem, Adonehem la'asod nes la'tzadik. It says, and so too, there's a servant on their master to make a miracle for a righteous person. Umanu. And who is that? Mordechai. As the pasuk says, dichti va'ivada davar la'Mordechai, that the matter became known to Mordechai. Right? And he saved Achashverosh's life. V'chule v'chule. Amar b'yochanan, biktan v'teresh shnei tarsiim havu. They were from the land of Tarsi. V'ahyu mesaprin b'lashon tursi. And they would speak tursi. V'omrim, miyom shabbat zo lo ra'inu shina be'enenu. From the day that Esther came, we didn't see sleep in our eyes. Bo v'natil eres b'safal kadesh yamut. Let's go and put the poison in his cup so that Achashverosh dies. They wanted to kill Achashverosh. V'hen lo ayu yodin ki Mordechai miyoshevei lishkat ha-gazit haya. And they didn't know that Mordechai was from the Sanhedrin. Mordechai knew 70 languages. Right? V'haya yodeh she'b'shivim lashon, he knew 70 languages. Amar lo, he said to him, V'halo ein mishmarti u'mishmarticha shava. He says that we're not from the same Mishmar, right? Biktan and Teresh, they're going back and forth. They're trying to make a plot. How can we kill Achashverosh? So they're saying to one another, okay, but the one responds to them, he says, but we're not from the same Mishmar. So if one of us is missing, the Mishmar is going to be missing. We can't replace each other, right? In the 24 Mishmarot that work in the Beit HaMikdash, we can't replace each other. So he says, Amar lo, ani eshmor mishmarti u'mishmartecha. He says, I will do my Mishmar and your Mishmar. You go and put the poison in his cup. Vainu dichtiv, vayvukash hadavar vimatse. What is that pasuk referring to? Shalom nimtzeu mishmartan. He wasn't found in his mishmar in his appropriate time when he was supposed to be serving in the Beit HaMikdash. And because his partner, his friend, was serving for him while he would go and poison the king. Achare devarim ha'ele, after these matters.
No Beit HaMikdash, but Beit HaMilucha.
Ma kavana?
Amarta Beit HaMikdash.
Yeah, the mishmarot. In the Mishmarot, in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, they would have different Mishmarot, so they would serve in the Beit HaMikdash, they would have these services that they would do. So he says, I'm part of this Mishmar, you're part of that Mishmar, we're not part of the same Mishmar. So Kavanah is like, if one of us goes, the one of our Mishmarot is going to be missing a person. So the other person will cover for him in his Mishmar. Okay? So he says, the Girsa over here, it says, "My achar davarim ma'ela." What does that mean? Amar Ava, achar shibara HaKadosh Baruch Hu refu'a lemakah. After Hashem created the healing for the hit, the Amar Rish Lakish, "Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maked Yisrael, ele imken bora lehem refuah techila." Hashem only hits the Jewish people unless he does not hit them until he creates a remedy for it first. Shnei Amar, "Kerofei leYisrael." And then it says, "Venigla avon Ephraim." Right, so it says that the healing of Israel, and only afterwards the redemption of the sins of Ephraim. Aval umot ha'olam enoken, but for the non-Jews it's not like that. Makeh otan ve'achar kibur elehem refuah. He first hits them, and only then he creates the remedy. So Neymar, as the pasuk says, "Venigaf adonai Mitzrayim, nagof ve'rafo ve'yivaz ve'enav, nagof ve'rafo." That he hit Mitzrayim, and then only thereafter he created the refuah for them. So he didn't have a refuah yet until for the goyim he creates the healing only afterwards. But for the Jews he creates the healing before. And then it says, "Va'yivaz be'enav lishlach yad b'mordechai levado." It was a disgrace in his eyes to send a hand on Mordechai alone. Amar Rava b'tchila b'mordechai. At first he wanted to send to kill Mordechai Haman. Levado, only him alone. Ulvasof be'am Mordechai, and then after he wanted to kill the whole nation of Mordechai. Umanu, and who's that referring to? Rabbana, it's talking about the rabbis. Ulvasof be'chol ha'yehudim, and afterwards it was on all of the Yehudim he wanted to kill. Haman. He pil pur hu ha'goral. He made one of these raffles, right? So he says, Tana, kevan shenafal pur b'chodesh Adar, samach simcha gedola. When Haman saw that the raffle fell out in the month of Adar, he was very happy. He said, Amar nafali pur beyerach shemet bo Moshe. Says this is the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. So he got very happy. He said, "It's not good mazal for the Jewish people in this month." Vehu velo hayal yodea shebishiva beadar met Moshe met ubishiva beadar nolad. But he didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born in the month of Adar. And Moshe Rabbeinu was born and died on the same day, in the 7th of Adar. So he didn't know that also it is a month of mazal for the Jewish people because he was born in that month as well. Then it says he was talking to Achashverosh and he says, "Yeshna amechad." Amar aval leka de yada lishna bisha kahaman. No one knew how to speak lashon hara like Haman. There was nobody like him. Amar le ta nachlinu. He said to Achashverosh, "Let's go and destroy them." Amar le mistafina me'elahav. So Achashverosh says, "Delo David beid k'davad bekamai." He says, "I'm afraid of their God." Achashverosh says that he's going to do to me like what he did to the previous kings. So Amar le, he said back to him, "Yashnu mi ha-mitzvot. They're sleeping from their mitzvot. They're not fulfilling mitzvot." Amar le it behu rabbanan. So Achashverosh said to him, "But they still have rabbis. They still have the Rabbanim." Okay? Amar le, am echad hen. So Haman answered them and said, "They're one nation." Meaning, if their people aren't fulfilling the mitzvot, their rabbis aren't fulfilling the mitzvot one. Also, they're all one in one. So the Gemara says, "Shema tomar korchani osem malchutecha." So he says, maybe Haman said to Achashverosh, maybe you think I'm going to make a hole in your kingship. Meaning, I'm going to kill one whole city of Jews, and then you're going to have an empty city. I'm not going to do that. Why? Mifuzarin hem bein ha'amim. They're split amongst all the nations. They're not in one city alone. Then he says, Shema tomar itan aminayo. Maybe you'll say that you get a benefit, that the Jews, that the people around the world get benefit from the Jews. Mefurad keperida zosh eina ose perot. He says, they're so spread that they don't even make fruit. They don't do anything good. They don't give any benefit to anyone. V'shema tamar ika medinata minayu. Maybe you'll say there's one state that has fully Jews. Tamulomar v'chol medinot malchutecha. He says, no, it's all in all of your states of your kingship. Meaning, they're spread out amongst all of your states. They're not in one specific state. So we can kill all of them and it won't affect anyone. V'datehem shonot mikol am. They have different understandings and beliefs than all other nations. Delo achle minan. They don't eat from us. V'lo nasbe minan. They won't marry us. Sorry, they won't eat with us, marry us, v'lo menaseve minalan. Sorry, the other way around. They won't eat from us, they won't eat from us, they won't marry our women, v'lo menaseve lan. They won't give their daughters, right? They won't give their wives, or their women, essentially, the Jewish women won't marry into us either. So the first one is talking about they won't marry our girls, and they won't send their girls to marry us. Okay? They don't do the will of God, of the king. The belief of the king. What does that mean? They always respond when you try to give them some work and say, no, today is Shabbat, today is Pesach. Meaning, I think the Maharsha explains, it's not actually saying, they don't say that every day is Shabbat. I think every day they would say like, no, we're preparing for Shabbat. We're preparing for Pesach. So they can never do work. They never have time to do work. This is always their excuse. It's not worth it for the king to leave them, he says to Achashverosh. Lemalka, they eat and drink and they disgrace the king. Even if a fly falls into one of their cups, they'll throw it away. And if the king touches their cup of wine, They're going to throw it at the ground. They treat you lower than the flies. It's what Haman was saying there. I mean, obviously, we have the rule of Yai Nesech. If a goy touches your wine, that's not mevushal, it's asur to drink. So very careful. You have to be very careful. People sometimes, they go out to dinner, they bring a bottle of wine, and goyim come and pour for them. You have to make sure it's mevushal.
That's what got him.
Yeah, exactly. He says, if it's good for the king, that's right to destroy them. Right, and he talks about, and he gets into the monies. Amarish Lakish, Galui ve'adu alifnei misha amar ve'aya olam. It was clear to Hashem she'atid Haman lishkol shekalim al Yisrael, that Haman will eventually count, measure shekels based on Am Yisrael, like we do for, you know, machatzita shekel. He's going to count. So what did Hashem do? Lefichach ikdim shiklahen leshekalav. So Hashem made our shekalim, the Jewish people's shekalim, come before his shekels. Meaning what? Vahinu ditnan. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Mishnah Shekalim says, "Be'achad ve'adar mashmi'in al Shekalim." On the first of Adar, we start calling people to start bringing in their machatzit shekel for the Beit Hamikdash, v'ala kilaim, and also for the kilaim. That if there's kilaim, we can start uprooting it. So, what do you see from that Mishnah? That on the first of Adar, we already start asking for the shekels. When is this taking place? On the 15th of Adar, the 14th and 15th of Adar, right? That's when all of this destruction is happening with Haman. So, our Shekalim come before his shekel. The king says to Haman, he says, the money is yours, don't worry about the money, I have all the money in the world. But do what you want. You have now the will to do what you want. Amar Rabbi Abba, flipping the Amud. Mashal de Achashverosh v'Haman lema davar dome. What is the parable between Achashverosh and Haman compared to? He says, l'shnei bnei adam, like two people, le'echad haya lo tel, there was one who had a pile of dirt, betoch sadeu in his field, v'lachar haya lo charitz betoch sadeu, and another one had a pit in his field. So he says, ba'al charitz, amar mi ten li tel ze v'damim. So the one who has a pit, he's praying and asking, who will sell me a pile of dirt to fill my hole? Ba'al tel, and the one who has a pile, amar mi ten li charitz ze v'damim. He says, who's going to give me a hole in order to fill all my dirt with? So what happens? Le'amim, a little bit later, they found each other, they met each other. Amar lo bal charitz, the bal hatel. So the one with the pit asked the one with the dirt, mechor li telecha. He says, sell me your dirt, sell me your pile. I'll pour it into my hole. Amar lo tol ota bechinam v'halevai. He said to him, take it for free. I've been trying to get rid of it. Why would I make you give me money if I don't want it? Halevai, that's the best thing in the world, that you can take all my dirt and put it in your pit. Meaning, this is what Achashverosh was saying to Haman. He's saying, I don't need your money. Take your money and go do whatever you want with it. You can do it for free. You don't need anything. We'll stop there for some questions. Okay, continue. So the Gemara says, Vayasar ha-melech et taba'ato. The king took off his ring. Amar bi Abba Bar Kahana, Gedola ha-sara taba'at yoter ma-arba'im u-shmone nevi'im u-sheva nevi'ot. He says that the taking off of the ring is greater than 48 prophets, men's, and 7 prophetess, or women prophets. Right? Shenidnam'u lehem le-Yisrael, that had prophecy for the Jewish people. Shekulan lo ha-zirum le-mutav. None of those prophets were able to bring the Jewish people back to Teshuvah. But the taking off of the ring, the Achashverosh took off his ring and gave it to Haman, caused all the Jewish people to do teshuvah. Right, ta'anit and everything. Tanu Rabbanan, son of the Brayta, 48 neviim v'sheva neviot nidamu lahem l'Yisrael. Says there were 48 men prophets, 7 women prophets. V'lo pichatu v'lo hotiru al ma'a shekatu b'Torah. They didn't add or subtract any mitzvot, chutz min mikra megillah, except for mikra megillah, that they added. My darosh, what did they doresh to explain that? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, Uma me'avdut l'cherut amrin an shira. Just like from slavery to freedom, we sing song. Me'mita l'chaim l'kosh again. What, from death to life, where we were almost put to death at the time of Megillah, to life, we shouldn't sing shira, we shouldn't have mikra Megillah, so they added the mitzvah mikra Megillah. So the Gemara says, Ihachi halel nami neima. If that's the case, then we should also say halel. Why don't we say halel? So he says, Lefisha ein omrim halel al nes shebechutz la'aretz. Because we don't say halel on a miracle that happens outside of the land of Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, if that's the case, Yetziat Mitzrayim, the Nes b'shebechutz la'aretz, hechi amrin an shira. We have Yetziat Mitzrayim, which is the miracle of the splitting of the waters, which is in chutz la'aretz, outside of Israel, and we still sing song for that. So why over there do we sing, but not for Purim? So the Gemara says, Kedetanya Zbarita says, Ad shelo nichnasu l'Yisrael la'aretz, until they went into Eretz Yisrael, hukhsharu kol ha'aratzot lomar shira. All of the lands were allowed to sing, if there any miracles happen, you're allowed to sing song for any land. Mishu nichnasu l'Yisrael la'aretz, once they went into Eretz Yisrael, lo hukhsharu kol ha'aratzot lomar shira. Then only for miracles that happened in Eretz Yisrael, we sing song. So Mitzrayim happened before they went into Israel, but Purim happened after. So therefore they couldn't sing for Purim. Rav Nachman Amar Kiryata Zo Halela. Rav Nachman says, no, the reading of the Megillah is considered a Halel in itself. So you don't need Halel. Rav Amar Bishlama Hatam. It makes sense over there with regards to in Halel we say what? What do we say in the Halel? It says, Halelu Avde Adonai Velo Avde Paro, with regards to Mitzrayim. Right? The servants of God and not the servants of Paro. Elahacha, but over here, Halelu Avde Adonai Velo Avde Achashverosh. If we say, you know, praise are the servants of Hashem, but not of Achashverosh, that can't be the case. Why? Akati Avde Achashverosh Anan. They were still servants of Achashverosh at the time. Just because they became free from being put to death, Achashverosh was still the king and everyone was serving him. So they were still the servants, so we can't sing that song. So the Gemara says, Bein Rava, Bein Rav Nachman Kashya. It's difficult whether you go like the opinion of Rava, or you go like the opinion of Nachman, it's difficult. Why? So Gemara says, "V'hatanei v'braita mishenechnesu la'aretz lo sheruku la'aretz olamar shira." That once they went into Eretz Israel, they couldn't sing song for these type of miracles. So according to both opinions, whether you go like Rava, what did Rava say? Rava said that makes sense because it says for Mitzrayim, but it doesn't make sense for Achashverosh. Why? Because we're still the servants. Whereas with regards to, but if let's say that wasn't the case, if we weren't the servants of Achashverosh, we should sing song, right? You can understand that. Or if you go like Rav Nachman. What did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman said that Kriyata Megillah, that the reading of the Megillah is considered the Halel. So if that's the case, then it has nothing to do with the fact that if by the time we went into Israel, we no longer say Halel for things outside of Eretz Yisrael. We're saying that because we went into Eretz Yisrael, this happened after we went into Eretz Yisrael, and this is a miracle outside of Eretz Yisrael, so we don't sing Shira because it was in Chutz La'aretz. That's not the case. We're saying it's because we're still servants of Achashverosh, or it's because Kriyat HaMegillah is considered Halel. So the Gemara says, no, the answer is, Kivan Shegalu Chazru Lachshiran HaRishon. Once they went into Galut again, it went back to the original Hechsher, the original, Kashrut status, that you're allowed to sing Shira even for miracles that happened in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara says, "V'tu leika." We have no other neviim. We have no other prophets besides the 48 and the 7. V'akativ v'yish achad miram matayim tzofim. And the Gemara says, "Achad mimatayim tzofim." 1 out of 200 was having this nevuah. Shenei namnu lahem leYisrael. That was having a prophecy for the Jewish people. It's many more than 48. So the Gemara says, "Mihava tuva havu." There was many more. Kedetani, as the Baraita says, "Harbe neviim amdu lahem leYisrael." There were many prophets for the Jewish people. Kiflaim ki yotzei Mitzrayim. Double the amount that left Egypt. Many. But only the prophecies that were needed for the generations were written in Tanakh. But those that were not needed for the generations to come were not written in the Tanakh. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, Adam haba mishtei ramot shetzofot zo et zo. No, he says it's not talking about prophecy in that pasuk. It's talking about a man who comes from two high valleys that he's coming from in between them, and that's what it's referring to. A man like that, not talking about a prophet. When it says sofot, what does that sofot mean? We thought sofot meant like nevua. He says no, it's sofot is talking about like a big valley. Rabbi Chanin Amar Adam, hill.
Valleys are kacha.
Right, hill. Sorry, I mixed up the English one. Hill. Rabbi Chanin Amar Adam haba mibne Adam she'omdin berumo shel olam. This is a person who comes from another person who's standing in the highest places in the world. What is that? Who is that talking about? Umaninu. That's talking about bnei Korach, the children of Korach. Dichtiv uvnei Korach lometu. And it says in the pasuk that the children of Korach did not die. Right? They didn't follow in their father's footsteps, and they did teshuva, and so they did not die. Tana mishum Rabbeinu, son of the name of Rabbeinu's name, makom nitbatzar lahem begehinam v'amdu alav. There was a place set out for the children of Korach to go to Gehinam, and they stood out for it, and they did not go because they did teshuva. Sheva neviyot manhinu. Who are we're going to spend the rest of the daf talking about the seven women prophets? Who are the seven women prophets? Sarah, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Avigail, Chulda, v'Esther. These were the seven. Now it goes through each one. Sarah dichtiv, as the pasuk says, Avi Malka v'Avi Iska. And what's that pasuk talking about? V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Iska zo Sarah. Iska is talking about Sarah. V'lam nikar shema Iska. Why did they call her Iska? She sachta beruach hakodesh. She was seeing in ruach hakodesh. She neimar kol asher tamar lecha Sarah. She neimar mekola. That everything your wife, remember when Avraham didn't know what to do? Should he send out Hagar? Should he not? Sarah wants to get rid of them. So he asked Hashem, and Hashem said, whatever Sarah, your wife, tells you, listen to her. Why? She has ruach hakodesh. Another thing, everyone was staring at her beauty. Everyone was looking at her beauty. Miriam, dichtiv, as the pasuk says, Miriam, then Miriam Nevi'ah took. You see, she's a prophet. So the Gemara says, Achot Aharon, v'lo Achot Moshe. Well, she was only the brother, right? It says in the Pasuk, Vatikach Miriam Nevi'ah, Achot Aharon. She's only the brother of Aharon. She's the brother of Aharon and not the brother of Moshe. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Shaita Minambah, Shehi Achot Aharon. She would have prophecy when she was the brother of Aharon, Ve'omeret, and she would say, Atida imi shetelet ben shomashiyah d'Israel. My mother is going to have to give birth, and this is Pasuk's parasha, and bring the Savior of the Jewish people. And she told her father and her mother to get back together and remarry. And whenever Moshe was born, that the whole house was filled with light. Amad Avia v'neshkal Rosha, her father Amram came and kissed her on the head. Amar la biti nikaiman nevuatech, says that your prophecy is being fulfilled. Once they had to throw him in the water in the basket, Amad Avia v'tapchal Rosha, her father came and hit her on the head. Amar la biti heichan nevuatech, says, where is your prophecy now, my daughter? Is what the pasuk says, that she was standing from afar. What was she standing from afar for? Lede'a. What was that talking about? Ladat ma'ye besof nevuata, to know what will be at the end of her prophecy. She had a prophecy that Moshe is going to be the savior. She knew that he was going to be the savior. Devorah, we jump to Devorah now. Dichtiv. Okay, I'll stop before Devorah. We'll ask questions. Devorah. Devorah dichtiv u'devorah isha nevi'a eshet lapidot. She was a prophet. Prophecy, she had prophecy. And she was the wife of Lapidot. So the Gemara says, my eshet Lapidot. She was a woman of Lapidot. Shaita osa petilot lamikdash. She would make petilot, she would make wicks for the mikdash. V'yoshevet tachat tomer. And she would sit under the tomer. So the Gemara says, ma'ishna tachat tomer. Why was she sitting under the tomer? What is this? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Avishalom, mishum yichud. Because of yichud. Right? She was on this high up mountain. If she had not sit under this, she was afraid that whenever people would come to get prophecy from her, it would be in yichud with her because it's so far out that you can't. Yichud essentially is a man and a woman are not allowed. A man with a married wife or a single woman, whatever it is, they're not allowed to be alone in an area where nobody would be able to see them. So she was afraid of this, so she sat more in a public area so that people would be able to see them. She was afraid of yichud.
Woman,
huh?
I'm no single woman. Okay.
Meaning a woman who's single and married. Yeah. Either or. Okay? So the Gemara says, okay. Davar acher, another thing. Ma tomer ze eino, right? Tomer was like a cedar tree, right? Palm tree. Tomer ze ein lo ela levecha. It only has one heart, right? I guess all the roots are connected to one in a sense. Af Israel shvoto ador lo hayalahem ela levecha shavien shvashmaim. Also, the Jewish people in that generation only had one heart to their Father in heaven. That's Devorah. Yeah. Chana dichtiv. Chana says, "Vatitpalel Chana vatomer alatz libi b'Hashem, rama karni b'Hashem." What is pasuk talking about? Rama karni velo rama. Rama karni velo rama pachi. So what is it referring to? David uShlomo shenimshechu beKernan nimshecha malchutan. Shaul veYehu shenimshechu bePach lo nimshecha malchutan. She had a prophecy that those of which that were anointed with the oil of the horn, where their kingship was going to last. But those of which were anointed with the flask, a different type of oil, is not going to last. This was her prophecy. Then it says, Ein kadosh ka Adonai, ki im be'eltecha. Amar v'yuda bar menashya, al tiker be'eltecha, ela levalotecha. What is this talking about? Shelo kemidat ha-kadosh baruch hu midat basar adam. Hashem is not the same way as the people. Midat basar adam, ma'asei adam mevalin oto. The way man works is that when you create something, that thing that you create usually outlives you. But Hashem always outlives His creations. That's what it's teaching us. Ve'en sur keloheinu. There's no drawing like God. The Gemara says, Ein sayar keloheinu. There is no artist like God. Adam tsar tsura al gavei hakotel. You draw something on the wall, man. Ve'eno yachol hatil ba ruach u'neshama kirevayim u'bnei me'ayim. You cannot put a neshama, a spirit, insides or intestines inside that image that you made. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu tsar tsura betoch tsura. Hashem makes an image, a creation inside of creation. What is that referring to?
A baby.
When Hashem makes a woman and creates the baby inside the woman, it's a miracle in itself that Hashem makes that. Avigayel, now we jump to Avigayel. Dichtiv. Vayahi rochevet al hachamor, vayoredet baseter hahar. She would get off at the privates of the mountain. What does that mean, baseter hahar? Mina harmi by there. She would get off from the mountain. So when it says Amar Abba Bar Shmuel Aliske Dam Abba Mina Setarim, it's talking about that the aspects of the blood that comes from the cracks, the cracks, the dam nida, she's referring to. Natlat dam heratalo. She would take the blood and show it to David HaMelech. Amarla, he would say to her, "V'chimarin dam balayla." Do we show blood at night? We know one of the halachot. You're not allowed. A checker is not allowed to check dam nida at nighttime. He has to wait till the day, regardless what kind of lights he has. He always has to wait till the day. Amra lo, so she said to him, "V'chidanin dinei nefashot balayla." Do we judge cases of death at nighttime as well? He was judging a case of death. Right? So what was the pasuk over there that he's referring to? The pasuk she's referring to is, "Dino la boker mishpat uchtiv v'hokachem la'ashem." Neged Hashemit. Referring to the fact that it has to be during the day when you have din nefashot. When you're doing a judgment about death of somebody, it has to be during the day. So David HaMelech responded to her, Amar la, Mored b'malchutu ve'lo tzarech le'midyanei. Right, he was going against the king, he was rebelling against the king, and we don't even need to judge him. Right, he's talking about Naval. Right? Her husband. So he says, Amra lo, she said to him, Adain Shaul kayam velo yatsa tabayecha ba'olam. She says, Shaul is still alive, and your kingship, your ring did not spread out in the world. Not everyone knows your king yet, so you cannot make this judgment. Even though he's already liable for death, you cannot do this at night. Yeah. Amar la. So he said to her, Baruch ta'amach u'berucha ad asher kilitani b'hayom mazeh mivo damim. B'damim. He says that, blessed are you, blessed is your reasoning, and blessed are you who you stopped me from bringing more blood into the world that wasn't required, that wasn't necessary. I wasn't allowed to do that. Damim tarti mashma. It says damim in the pasuk. Damim sounds like two people. So how do you explain this? This part of the Gemara, very interestingly, the Gaon Mivilna, the Grat erases, or Ibn Haim also says to erase this part of the Gemara, because it's very hard to believe that this part of the Gemara happened. I'll read it just because it's written on the Amud, but the real version that they originally had, according to the Gra, was this part never happened. And I'll explain why. So it says over here, Ela melamed shegilta et shoka. She showed, Avigal showed David her leg, and he ran after her many, many miles to catch her. He fell in love with her. Amar la, yishamili, like, sleep with me. Amra lo, she said to him, lo tiyeh zot lecha lepoka. So this should not be a sin for you, right? She was dam nida. He wanted to sleep with her. She was dam nida, chas v'shalom. Zot, miklal deika achariti. That's to tell us that there's another. Umayt, meaning there's another sin. Don't let this be another sin for you. Umayt nihu, and what's this other sin? Maaseh de Batsheva, the case of Batsheva, right? When she killed her husband. He killed her husband. Umaskana achyava, and that's how the conclusion was, that he actually did that. Vahaita nevesh adonit zera v'tzora chayim. She said that you should be forgiven for your sins, v'chule v'chule. And before we continue, so that part about David HaMelech wanting to desire after her, that part is erased by the Gra. Okay, that's not true. Chas v'shalom to say David HaMelech wanted to sleep with a woman who was nida, chas v'shalom. Okay, kihavad miftera mineh, when she was leaving him, Amra lech, she said to him, vehetiv adonai l'adoni, v'zacharte et amatecha, Amar Rav Nachman, haynu d'amri nashed, is what people say, iteta behadei shuta pilcha. So Rashi explains that while a woman is speaking, she can also weave. What does that mean? When a woman is speaking, Rashi says, hiskira lo et da'atzma, while she was kind of mentioning herself in a sense, so that if her husband ends up dying, he can come and marry her. That's what she was like referencing to. That's what she was hinting to. So he said back, "Ikadamri." Some say, "Shafil ve'azil bar avza ve'enohi mitayfe," that the eyes or the head of a goose, it brings himself down when it walks, but its eyes are always looking distantly. It's always looking far, meaning like. They were looking a little bit further than the little surface level of what was going on over there. Like, she was mentioning her name, so, hey, look, if my husband ends up dying, you can come and marry me. And he was looking a little bit further as well. Chulda nevi'ah. Tichtivas pasuk says, Vayelech Hilkiyahu HaKohen v'achikam be'achbor v'shafan v'asenon. It continues, El Chulda nevi'ah, it says in the rest of the pasuk. And they went to Chulda the nevi'ah. Uvumakom dekai Yirmiyahu echa min nabiyah ihi. She was having prophecy in the same place as Yirmiyahu. So how could she have prophecy in the place of Yirmiyahu? How could she do that? How could he allow her to do that? Why would she be allowed to have prophecy in the place of Yirmiyahu? Amri beirav, they say, Mishmei derav, in the name of Rav, Chulda krovat Yirmiyah haita. She was a relative of Yirmiyah, v'lo hava makpid aleha. He wasn't so strict on her. Meaning usually, if there's only one prophet in the city, you're not going to let other prophets be in the city, so people go to different people. Right? But it was her relative, so he wasn't so makpid on her. Okay, I think we stopped there for today. Have a great day, everyone.